Today is Friday, March 22nd. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading comes from Psalm 28. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with neighbors but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Singing is often the byproduct of joy. Songs, they are words put to a cadence that reflects the depth of their meaning. As I think about God's faithfulness to me, the ways he's heard my cry and helped bring his justice to the world of injustice, I let gratitude arise in me. I welcome the song and melody that forms in response to his goodness and his faithfulness. Holy Spirit, I confess that on this Lenten journey, I do not always feel joy. And so, I ask that you would help me to count it all joy as I walk this path. Spirit, would you birth in me a new song? A song that reflects the joy of knowing your work in and around and through me. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
The Lord is the strength of his people.
What would my life be like without God's presence? Without the reality of his joy and goodness? Where would I find comfort? Where would I find true strength? David, the writer of this psalm, knew from experience that God strengthens his people, that God was both refuge and warrior, and that he was and would be to his people everything they needed. God, let me know you today as a refuge and warrior. Shelter me by your protection this day, and even where I am not sheltered, contend with those who would contend with me. Now, as I enter this day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.